Church, please tell your neighbor and say, neighbor, welcome to the presence of the Lord. This morning, the Lord will visit you and turn your story to glory. The Lord bless you. You can have your seat. I'd like to welcome everyone to the presence of the Lord this morning. And in this 10th month, it's my prayer for someone that God will visit you.
Amen.
And give you testimony.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Redeeming the time. Let's conclude. We started last Sunday about this topic, redeeming the time. And we read from the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 2, and then verse 11. There is a time for everything, a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. And verse 11 says, he has made everything beautiful. When? In God's time, he makes everything beautiful. He has also set eternity in the heart of man. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from the beginning to end. But the Lord bless the hearing and the reading of his word in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Redeeming the time. I remember last Sunday describing to us, what does it mean to redeem? To redeem means to buy back. Correct? To pay for something, to compensate or to regain possession in exchange for something. Praise God. And we said that Jesus Christ is the one who has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 to 5. Jesus has redeemed each and every one of us from the curse of the law through his own blood. Amen. And we also talk about time. And I remember mentioning that time is a gift from God for all mankind. For everyone that comes into this world, we all have the same gift from God. It is the gift of time. It does not matter where you were born. It does not matter when you were born. It does not matter whether you are born rich or you are born poor. We all have a gift from God. And it is the gift of time. And I also remember telling us that this gift of time, it's a measure of the quantity and quality of life. If you ask anyone in life, how has your time be? They will try to process it. Time is a measure of the quantity and quality of life. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And I remember emphasizing two things. Talking about the Greek word for time. The first one is chronos, correct? And I define chronos as what? The passage of time. The sequence of time. Amen. The use of time. Over a period of time, there was a time that Joseph was celebrated in Egypt with fanfare. But the Bible says in the process of time, another king arose that knew not Joseph. Rather than to celebrate him and the children of Israel, they were enslaved. And I remember saying time is what reveals what is truly in the hearts of men. Amen. And I also remember defining the word kairos as an opportune time. Amen. As what? A defining moment in time. A very critical and defining moment in time. Talking about the man called Joseph. A time came that all the period of his chronos, from pit to Potiphar's house to the prison, a time came when he stood before Pharaoh. It's Kairos moment. And he took advantage of it. And after that encounter, Pharaoh said, I am Pharaoh. I am going to cause you to become the second in command. Kairos moment. In the lifetime of a man, I remember saying this, Kairos moment may not be more than 2 or 3 or 4 times in a lifetime, as long as we are still in this human body. But we have the chronos, the passage of time. And so there are defining moments, Kairos moments, that you can never miss. If you miss it, you need to cry to God. And that's why we're talking about redeeming the time. Because God is still in the business of redeeming time. Amen. I'd like us to conclude this morning. And I remember telling us that who can redeem time? Correct? The first one is that you and I, man, you must place a demand on yourself. You must strive to be able to redeem time. Amen. The man Joseph did not just, when he was passing through his chronos moment, he wasn't just wasting time. He wasn't just using time. I've seen people use the word, I'm just whiling away time. Ah! That is dangerous. When you use time, you while away time, you spend time, you can't get it back. Praise God. Praise God. And also remember telling us who can redeem time, not just man. God, in his mercy, can redeem time for a man. The man at the pool of Bethesda, John chapter 5, from verse 4. After 38 years. Beloved, time can be a gift, but can also be cruel. Because time reveals that this man did not receive help for 38 years. Because there is a certain time that the pool will be stirred, and whoever gets in first, it does not matter whether this man comes second or third or fourth. The moment you are not the first one there, that's it. Wait for another year. And he kept waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. I decree and I declare to someone today, your days of waiting is over.
Amen.
God, in his mercy, will redeem time for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And so, what I'm trying to emphasize, beloved, this morning, is that the knowledge of time is not enough to bless a life. It is the application of God's wisdom to redeem that time. Amen. Let me repeat that. It's not just enough for you to know that you have the gift of time. You are blessed with time. But it is the knowledge of God's wisdom to be able to redeem time. Amen. And we know that the redemption has been made possible by the blood of who? By the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Remember what the scripture says in the book of Psalm 107 and verse 2. Psalm 107 and verse 2. It says, let the redeem of the Lord. Does what? If you have been redeemed from shame, from sickness, from affliction, from trouble, what should you do? Say so. Not think so. Not imagine it. Declare it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'd like to ask us a question. How can man, we talk about who can redeem time, man and God in his mercy. But this morning, I want to ask you, how can I redeem time? Knowing that, you see, time does not wait for anyone. You see, the time that you have spent yesterday, can you get it back? Why? Someone says it's gone. Amen. But do you know that you can get it back? Based on what you did with that time. Based on what you did during that time. Based on what you did in that time. Are we together? Praise God. I remember saying time. Someone can do something in time early. Someone can do something in time late. Someone can do something in time. Praise God. On time. And someone may not do anything at all in time. But what will reveal what you did is still time. Because when it is time for harvest, if you did not do something during the time of the planting, harvest will reveal the time of harvest. If you did not do it early, the time of harvest will reveal. If you did not do it, if you did it late, time of harvest will also what? Reveal. But if you don't do anything at all, time of harvest will also still what? Reveal. How can man redeem time? Number one, you must invest in time. Invest. Invest. Please tell your neighbor and say, neighbor, you must invest in time. Let me tell just this, beloved. The time that you spent, that you use, that you while away is lost forever. But a time that is invested is what will produce restoration, increase, and speed. Let me repeat that again. A time that is invested is what will yield and produce restoration, increase, and speed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In the book of Genesis chapter 26, from verse 1 to verse 3, talking about Isaac. Genesis chapter 26, verse 1 to 3. The Bible said there was famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham, the father of Isaac. In the days of Isaac also there was famine. Now when there is famine in the land, that means normally things are not supposed to grow properly, correct? And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. Next verse. Remember there was famine. And the Lord appeared to him. Don't go down to Egypt. Stay, dwell in the land which I, the Lord, shall tell thee of. Next verse. Don't go down to Egypt. Don't compromise. Don't cut corners. This is Canada. This is how people do it. You don't understand. The Lord is saying, don't do that. Don't join them to do that. Sojourn in this land. And I will do what? I will be with thee. I will bless thee. For unto thee and to thy seed, I will give all this country. And I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. Praise God. If you go down to verse 12. God gave Isaac a simple promise. But remember, there was famine, correct? We're talking of redeeming the time. How can man redeem time? Invest in time. There was famine. But the Bible says here, then Isaac sowed in that land. Does that make sense? Hello, beloved. Does it make sense? Everybody was complaining of famine. But the man started sowing and kept sowing and sowing. And the Bible says in the same year of famine, he did what? He received an hundredfold. And the Lord is only going to bless in time what you invest. It does not matter whether you invest early or you invest on time. Or you invest late. As long as you invest, there will be what? Harvest. But if you did not invest, would there still be harvest? Don't let even go to what you are investing. That's another thing. Because whatsoever a man sows, whether it is good or If a man sows wind, he's not going to reap wind. The Bible says he will reap wild wind. So don't let it even go into the seed. Just tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, you better be careful what you put on the ground. Be careful what seed you put in the ground. If you don't invest in time, on time, there will be no harvest. Don't just spend time. Don't just use time. Invest time. Praise God. Going back to the man that we talked about last week, Joseph. In the book of Genesis 39, verse 4 and verse 5, there's something that was a pattern in the life of Joseph. Genesis 39, from verse 4 to verse 5. When Joseph found himself in Egypt, look at what he did. The Bible says Joseph found grace in the sight of his master. And he did what? He did what? Church, can we say that? He service is important. Service means you are utilizing your gift. Remember, he still served in the house of his master. It does not matter where Joseph found himself, whether in the pit or in Potiphar's house, he still served. He invested in time. And he was made overseer of all that the man had. Verse 5. He kept serving. He was investing in time. The Bible says it came to pass from what time? The time that Joseph was made overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the man, the Egyptian's house, for whose sake? And the blessings of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house. The man knew, based on time, that the moment this man came into my home, from that time, there was a pattern of blessing. How can man redeem time? You must invest in time. If you go down to verse 11, it does not matter what Joseph faced, he kept serving. The Bible says it came to pass about this time. There was a time. Joseph went into the house to do what? His own business, his own service. And there was no one with them in the house. That was when the master's wife gave him an overture. But it did not stop Joseph from serving. Praise God. Praise God. How can I redeem time? Don't from this day just spend time. Just use time. Make sure you are investing in everything that you are doing. If it is not an investment, and I've said this before, during the pandemic, most of us remember what happened. Almost everything shut down, correct? And there were some stocks and shares, everything crashed. And I have a few change then. So I put some of them in some portfolios. Beloved, by the time the pandemic was over, over a period of time, I discovered that some of those small change has become not so small. No. Praise God. If you don't invest, there will be no harvest. Amen. If you go down to chapter 40 and verse 4, how can I redeem time? When Joseph left Potiphar's house, he found himself in prison. When he got to prison, do you know that he had every opportunity to just say, you know what, I've been serving, yet I kept getting into trouble. That's it, I'm done. But the Bible said the captain of the guard charged Joseph with other prisoners. And he did what? He served. God, I have been doing this, yet you still allow me to be accused and then thrown into. Do you know in Potiphar's house, he still has some privileges? But in prison, it's limited. The Bible says, yet he served. He kept investing in time. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Go down to verse 6. It came to pass one morning, he came in and he saw the butler and the baker. The Bible said they were sad. Next verse. How did he know they were sad? Because he is used to serving them. So he knows exactly what is their routine, their demeanor. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him, how are you sad today? Something must be wrong. If you are not investing in time, beloved, time will reveal whether you are just using the time or spending the time. Because in time, there will be nothing to show forth. Believers, please hear me. God can do all things, but God is also a God of principle. When you follow the principles of God, there will always be results. Praise God. Let's move on. Let's move on. Number one, I said, how can man redeem time? Number one, you must what? Number two, you need to understand God's timing. You need to understand God's timing. I said this. The concept of time is for men, not for God. Because a day with the Lord is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is like, we are the one that is saying, God, it's been 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. When are you going to do this? And so you need to understand God's timing. In 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 32, 1 Chronicles 12 and 32, talking about the children of Issachar. The Bible talks about these children of Issachar. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had what? Understanding of what? To do what? To know what Israel ought to do. Do you know what you need to do at every time? Hello, church. Most of us just live our life. We freelance everything. You wake up in the morning, no agenda. I'll figure it out as I go. That is a life that time will reveal. We talk about the 10 virgins. They were all virgins, correct? What reveal the ones that were called wise and the ones that were called foolish? Time was the one that reveals the foolishness. Why? Because they did not have extra oil. But when everybody saw, they were all virgins serving the Lord only, correct? They have their lamp. There was oil there, burning. And so, why would somebody call them foolish? It was time that revealed. You need to understand God's timing. The Bible says the bridegroom tarried. He makes all things in our text, that Ecclesiastes 3:11. He makes all things beautiful in his what? Not your time. In his own time. He made everything beautiful in his time. Not your own timeline. Not your own timetable. God, if you don't do this for me now, or by next week, or by next month. God is not like that. He's got time and season in his hand. Redeeming the time. You need to understand God's timing. In Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 10. Jeremiah 29 and verse 10 to verse 12. Talking about the children of Israel. The Lord said they're going to go into captivity, correct? And here Jeremiah was saying, for thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years is accomplished at Babylon, something will happen. God says, I will visit them and I will perform my good word in causing you to return. Next verse. After how many years? 70 years. He said, for I know the thought that I have for you. They are thought of good, peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Verse 12. Then you shall call on me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will do what? After how many years? 70 years is fulfilled. And when those 70 years were fulfilled, everybody was just enjoying themselves in the land of slavery. In a foreign land. They have forgotten the timing of God. You need to understand God's timing. What has the Lord revealed to you? What has the Lord shared with you? What has the Lord told you that he's going to do? In Daniel chapter 9 from verse 2. The Bible says, in the first year of the reign of Darius the king. Now, I, Daniel, understood by what? The books, the number of years whereof the word of the prophet Jeremiah, that the Lord said it will accomplish the desolation of Jerusalem. Next verse. It was 70 years. He said, I understood. I remember God's timing. And what did he do? I set my face. God, the time is now. 70 years has been accomplished. We cannot remain here any longer. You need to understand God's timing in the process of time. I hope I'm not confusing us here. Amen. How can I redeem time? How can man redeem time? Number one, invest in time. Number two, understand. Number three, ask for God's grace to maximize Kairos moment. Ask for God's grace. Ask for God's grace to maximize Kairos moment. If you are not taking notes, don't let me say anything. Just make sure you go back and not just listen. You see, there are some things that, as good as the human brain is, you need to put them down for remembrance. You must ask God for grace to maximize Kairos moment. Amen. In 1 Samuel chapter 17 from verse 33. 1 Samuel chapter 17 from verse 33. 17 from verse 33. Talking about David now. When David showed up to fight Goliath, Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine. You are a child, you are a youth. He is a man of war from his youth. Next verse. Look at what David said. And David said to Saul, let me give you my resume that people did not know. I was keeping my father's sheep. A lion came, a bear came, and took a lamb out of the flock. Next verse. What did I do? I didn't just fold my hands. I went after them. I smote them. I delivered them out of its mouth. And when they arose against me, I caught them. I smote them and slew them. Was there any audience in the wilderness when David was doing this? Amen. When you are investing in time, people may not see you. But when your Kairos moment arrives, oh yes, people will just now begin to say, oh, he is lucky. Beloved, delete that word from your dictionary as a believer. Nothing happens by luck. Don't trivialize the investment of others in time because you are not investing in time. Amen. Amen. Next verse. It says, the God who helped me to defeat these Philistines, the bear and the lion, this uncircumcised Philistine will be as one of them. Why? Because he has defiled the armies of the living God. Praise God. Go down to 45. And what happened there? We're talking of ask God for grace to maximize your Kairos moment. Horses are prepared against the day of battle. But victory and safety, it is still of who? And so when David stood before Goliath, Goliath looked at him. And the Bible says Goliath cursed him in the name of his God. He says, am I a dog? You don't have any men of war. It is now this child. And David said to him, you are coming to me with sword and with spears, with shield. But I have a name. I'm coming in a name. And that name is the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel that you have defiled. Next verse. Let me tell you how you are going to die. This day, God is going to deliver you into my hand. I will take your head. I will give your body to the carcass. And all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. David was prophesying what he's going to do. With a sling. And does that make sense? Beloved, that is what happened when you invest in time. When God was preparing him at the backside of the desert, there was no audience. But he maximized the grace, the strength, when it was Kairos moment. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me wrap up by saying, when God wants to redeem time for man, when you have invested in time, you understand God's timing, and you have maximized your Kairos moment through his grace. God redeemed time for men. Number one, by giving them restoration. 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 There are five daughters in the scripture called the daughters of Zelophehad. In Numbers chapter 27, from verse 1 and verse 2. In those days, if you are a female, there's no inheritance for you. And they went to Moses. We want the inheritance of our father. We're entitled to it. And Moses took their case to God. And God says, the daughters of Zelophehad have spoken right. Restore to them. I pray for restoration for someone. Everything that belongs to you that has been taken away, stolen, hidden, get away from you. Let there be restoration. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The daughters of Zelophehad enjoyed restoration because they spoke up. They did not keep quiet. If you read down to verse 7, you are going to see how God still hears prayer, beloved. How about the Shunammite woman in 2 Kings chapter 8 from verse 1 to 6? 2 Kings chapter 8, 1 to 6. The man of God told her, God has called for a famine in this land. So please, go and sojourn wherever you can go. And the Bible says she left for 7 years. By the time she came back, it happened that the man of God was just talking to the king, the servant of the man of God. Said, "There was my master did so many things. In fact, there was a woman. He raised the child of that woman. And that was when the woman, after 7 years, came back. And he says, that is the man of God. That is the woman. I pray for someone again. When it's time for you to be lifted, God will send men that will speak for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the king said, I believe in verse 5 or 6, the king said, restore to this woman, those 7 years, everything that belongs to her, including the harvest and the interest, the fruit of the land. Restoration is your portion. In the name of Jesus. How can God redeem time for a man? Through restoration. Number two is what I called increase. increase. We talk about the man called Job. When Job lost everything, in Job chapter 42 and verse 10, the Bible says God now restored Job and gave him twice as much as he had. Did God just restore what he had? God what? Gave him increase. Increase. Someone says increase.
Increase.
Increase. Not only that, I said it last week. I believe it's in verse 15 or 16 thereabout. God gave Job another 140 years. After this thing, after all that he has gone through, God now gave him another 140 years. He lived to see his children's children to the fourth generation. Someone says increase.
Increase.
That's our God. How can God redeem time? Through restoration, through increase. And the third one is speed. 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 Beloved, God still gives speed. God still gives speed. The story of Joseph is a classical example. Amen. In that Genesis, talking about Joseph now, 41. Ah, mercy, Kaparia. If you start from verse 39, Genesis 41. For time's sake. By the time he stood before Pharaoh, Pharaoh declared, I am Pharaoh. From this day, I am making you overseer in the land of Egypt. I am creating the office of the prime minister. I am putting you in charge. All of that in an instance. Not over a period of time. No, in a single day. In fact, in less than few hours or minutes. I am creating the office of the PMO and putting you in charge. Number one. Number two, you have been away from your people for 13 years. He was 17 when he left. 30 when he stood before Pharaoh. 13 years of his life that he thought he had lost. You need to be married. He gave him a wife, paid the dowry, paid for everything in one single day. Amen.
Amen.
Speed. Everything that all his peers should have accomplished. He accomplished everything in one single day. In one single day. In one single day. Please stand up. No wonder he named his first son Manasseh. He said, the Lord has caused me to forget the pain, the toil of these 13 years. Redeeming the time. God must redeem time for you.
Amen.
I would like you to pray and talk to the Lord. What area of your life do you want God to visit you and redeem time for? Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. For you, if you have not given your life to Christ, the first point of call will be for you to ask Jesus to come into your life. You want him to redeem time for you. You need to have a relationship with him. He's got time and season in his hand. Ask him to redeem time for you. I don't know how long you have been waiting. I don't know how many years you thought you have lost. I don't know what has eaten your years. Joel 2:25 says, I will restore all the years that the locust, cankerworm, palmerworm, caterpillar has eaten. Whatever has eaten your years, eaten your health, your finances, your career, your destiny, God is a redeemer. He can redeem time for man in his mercy through restoration, through increase and speed. In Jesus' name, we are praying.
Yes.
Father, in Jesus' name,
yes.
I want to thank you, Lord, this morning for your church. You have sent your word to us, and I ask, are their lives and destinies that have trusted you all these years? You are still good, and you are still God. I'm asking, you are a redeemer. Lord, by your redemption hand, let there be restoration.
Amen.
Let there be restoration.
Amen.
Whatever you have lost in time, whatever you have lost in time, is it health? Is it career? Is it business? Is it in your family? Is it in your finances? I decree, let there be restoration.
Amen.
For someone, let there be increase.
Amen.
For someone, let there be speed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The grace to be able to invest in time, receive now.
Amen.
The grace to be able to understand your Kairos moments, receive now.
Amen.
The grace never to waste your time anymore, receive now.
Amen.
Powers and spirits that waste time, powers that spirits that eat years, locusts, cankerworm, and powerworm, they eat years. Whatever it is that you have lost in years, I am decreeing again, may my God, for someone, restore back your Kairos moment.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father Lord. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' name, we are praying.
Amen.